A video that went viral showed the acting mayor Emmanuel Richard Kamis wielding a pistol in his hand and slapping a woman on the streets of Juba. The mayor and armed police chased vendors selling mosquito nets at the 7 days Adventist runabout on Tuesday. The action of the mayor angered some South Sudanese who condemned Emmanuel Richard Kamis' actions. The National Legislative Assembly requested the governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil Anthony, to hold the acting mayor accountable for his action. The Speaker of National Assembly, Jema Nunu Kumba, read out Wednesday's recommendations.
The resolution of the House on this matter, in which the acting mayor violated the rights, used his power to slap, beat a woman, that this human rights violation against women, and therefore the House resolved to recommend to the governor of Central Equatoria State to relieve the acting mayor.
Aya Benjamin Warile is the National Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. She says the acting mayor violated vendors' rights, adding that it is not acceptable for a government official to assault women.
I condemn that. And even as a minister of gender, child and social welfare, we shouldn't. One is violating her rights. Whatever it was, they could have dialogue and found a solution to that. And secondly, like I said earlier, if you're in that position and you start doing that, it's like you're abusing your power, and this shouldn't be happening.
Robert Pitia, chairperson of Central Equatoria State Chamber of Commerce, says the acting mayor has no right to slap any vendor. Pitia says the Chamber of Commerce is ready to file a lawsuit against the mayor.
He is not above the law. If that person came to Chamber of Commerce and wants us to go further, we can press charges against acting mayor, because we don't want this thing to happen again. Not only to mayor, but also to traders, so that they know their rights. The Chamber of Commerce is here to protect their rights. If anyone step on someone's space, we will not leave it.
South Sudan in Focus went to the acting mayor's office for comments, but this program was told the mayor would get back to VOA. A Juba resident who prefers to be identified only as Daru for fear of reprisals says the mayor's actions are disgraceful.
If it is the power he has, is he supposed to use it like that? That is so disgracing. It means what he is doing, he's slapping a woman in a public place, and a woman is not supposed to be disgraced to that level. As a woman, I will say he does not deserve to be a leader. If he cannot respect a woman at his level, then he is not a leader. He does not have the qualities of a leader. If I were to talk to him, I would say step down.
The UN Human Rights Commission issued a statement last year calling on authorities in South Sudan to take necessary steps to stop sexual violence against women and girls by addressing impunity and the drivers of conflict and insecurity. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.